Hello，欢迎大家来到今天的每日口说挑战。我是阿三，Just kidding. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam, and welcome to today's daily pronunciation challenge. Today, we're going to be looking at the iPhone 10, not the iPhone X. Everyone keeps saying the iPhone X, and I make that mistake too. But it's actually the iPhone 10. Apple just wants to, make it look a little bit fancier and draw a little bit of extra media attention by calling it the iPhone X or writing it the iPhone X. I'm sure you all know that numbers can also be written with letters. I guess that's one way to say it. They're called Roman numerals. But anyway, so the X here represents a 10 for those who may not have known. Anyway, so without any further ado, let's get into our challenge. Developing the form and display together defines a whole new integration, making the boundary between the device and the screen hard to discern. So that was said by Johnny Ive, who is British, so of course his pronunciation will be a little bit different from mine. But I should also mention that Apple is known for having very exaggerated and very, you could say, very flowery language. When they describe their products, they use a lot of words like fantastic or beautiful or remarkable, amazing, a lot of these kinds of words. And some people like that, some people don't like that. I mean, of course, it's working because their marketing is very well done and they sell a lot of phones. But whatever you think of their language, it's clearly working from a marketing perspective. Anyway, let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have develop and development. Develop and development. So for the word develop, we have the emphasis on the vel, develop, and that's a verb that means 使成长 or 使发达. So for the word develop, you could say develop a new product or develop a new idea, a new concept. And then for the word development, development, the emphasis is also on the second syllable. But development is a noun, and development, you could, for example, say that you follow the development of a story or something. You could say you follow how a story develops. Has the same meaning as develop, but just as a noun. And moving on, we have display and screen. Display and screen. So display, as you may have guessed, actually just means screen. And why does Apple call it a display in this video? Well, as you guessed, display is kind of a fancy word for screen. Display is, of course, also a verb. If you display something, it means you show something or you present something. But display can also be used as a noun, and in this case, it's a screen. So the word display has the emphasis on the splay, display. That's a noun, and the word screen, screen, is also a noun with the same meaning, at least in this case. Of course, both of these words have other meanings in different contexts, but for the sake of this context, they both just mean 荧幕. And also, I should mention, display can also be used for computers, like a computer monitor. You could say the display, a computer display, which also makes it sound a little bit fancier, a little bit more expensive. Yeah. Next, we have define and definition. Define and definition. So the word define has the emphasis on the second syllable, the fine, and that's a verb that means 给什么什么东西下定义 or 限定. And then for definition, that's a noun. Definition, the emphasis on the ni, the n sound, definition. That just means 定义 or 限定. And of course, definition is a noun and define is a verb. So for define, of course, you could define a word. You could also define an idea. You also often hear things like defining a new generation of something. You know, defining a new generation of smartphones, or defining a new era of mobile computing, of portable technology. Define is one of those words that is used in these kind of contexts. It often has the meaning of reinventing something, for both define and definition. Of course, once again, that's just the verb and the noun, so they have the same or very similar meaning. Yeah, and that's also a word that Apple likes to use a lot. Although, of course, many people disagree with that. They may think that maybe some of their products are too similar to current products, and that's why some people think that they exaggerate a little bit in their marketing. But that, of course, totally depends on your opinions of Apple, whether or not they reinvent things or if they simply recycle things. Anyway, moving on, we have boundary and edge. Boundary and edge. And of course, why did I pick the word edge? Because it means boundary. So the word boundary has the emphasis on the first syllable, the boundary, boundary. And that is a noun that means biān jiè. And edge is, at least in this case, a synonym for the word boundary. And that is a noun that also could mean biān jiè or could mean biān yuán. In this clip, they say that there's a whole new integration making the boundary between the device and the screen hard to discern. So, of course, in this case, he just means that where the screen and the rest of the device, the rest of the phone, where they intersect. So that means, you know, the point where the screen meets the side of the phone. He says that it's hard to tell where the screen starts and where the rest of the phone begins, which I guess is a good thing. It kind of makes the device feel very premium, makes the phone feel very, you know, kind of a luxury product, gives it that nice premium feeling to it. But yes, they're kind of highlighting in this part of the video that you can't tell the difference between the edge of the screen and the rest of the phone. Boundary is also often talked about as a like a non-physical boundary, more of like an abstract boundary, or it's almost used as a metaphor. Like people say, you know, that they push the boundaries of something. You could say that a particular company pushed the boundaries of innovation, or a particular artist pushed the boundaries of how we understand art. Yeah, to push the boundaries of something, it's a very commonly used phrase. It's a good way to use this word boundary. Of course, in the video, once again, boundary is used as a literal boundary, like a physical boundary. But if you say you push the boundaries of something, it means that you're pushing not a physical boundary, but kind of a mental, a psychological boundary. And finally, we have discern and distinguish. Discern and distinguish. So discern has the emphasis on the second syllable. Discern. And that is a verb that means 分辨 or 识别. And then distinguish. Distinguish has the emphasis also on the second syllable. Distinguish. That is also a verb that has a very similar meaning. It could be translated as 区别 or 识别. And so how to use these words, you could say, if you can distinguish two things, it essentially just means that you can tell them apart. It just means you can tell the difference between two things. For instance, you know, identical twins, you could say you can't distinguish who is who, you know. Means that they look so similar that you can't tell which person is which person. They look the same to you. It means you can't discern who is who. You can't distinguish who is who. So as I just mentioned with the boundary of the phone, They're saying that you can't discern the edge, which I guess is a good thing. So I'm going to read our challenge one more time and then we will wrap it up. Developing the form and display together defines a whole new integration, making the boundary between the device and the screen hard to discern. So that's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening. And I'm curious, let me know down in the comments, are you planning on buying the iPhone X? If so, why? And if not, why not? I know a lot of people are not sure about it because it doesn't have the home button or no fingerprint reader, and other people are more talking about the price of it. Some people are talking about the little notch at the top of the screen. You know how the screen goes to the edge on all sides except for the top, where there's this big little chunk that sticks out into the screen. Some people don't like that. Anyway, whatever your opinions are on it, it's quite a popular phone and a phone that's being talked about a lot. So I'm curious to hear what you all think. So let me know. Yeah, are you gonna get it? Why? Why not? And yeah, that's all. So thank you all once again for listening. I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And by popular demand, I am back to doing the pronunciation challenge all in English. It seemed to be the general preference for most people. So thank you to everyone that gave their opinions and shared their thoughts on that. Your feedback is very helpful. I hope that this content is helpful for you. And yeah, many people said that it's good just to have a mix for them, to have Chinese with Christy and then have it all in English with me. And that is perfectly fine with me. Yeah, so that's all. Hope everyone learned a little bit from today. And I'll see you all in the next one. Bye.